Welcome to the Cool Channel Among Allies program, where we share perspectives, experiences, journeys, and deeds of individuals who operate in the spirit of the greater good and spread understanding and compassion in the name of humanity. I'm your host, Tyrone Parnell. Today's discussion is a journey of restitution, redemption, and reentry from the criminal justice system. Please join me in welcoming today's guest, Bradley Holdsworth, who's a navigator for the Kindway organization. Bradley, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Tyrone. Good to talk to you.
I appreciate your time and joining us on Among Allies today. First, if you will, tell the audience a little bit about yourself, your background, where you're born and raised, career choices, and hobbies and interests.
Well, glad to. I'm not sure that my life story will ever make a bestsellers list, but just to kind of net out for you. Born and raised a Buckeye, a proud graduate of the Ohio State University, grew up, wanted to be nothing else but a musician. So naturally, I wound up working for the IBM company for 32 years. Okay. My wife had something to do with that. She says, go make a living. And I did. And it turned out to be a very rewarding and challenging career. I got to meet a lot of people, do a lot of great things, work for a lot of great people like yourself. And even the best part was I was able to retire at a relatively early age. I retired at when I was 56 years old. Not that I was disenchanted with the workplace or IBM or anything. There was a whole bunch of things that I wanted to experience, learn, and do. And working for IBM, it's an all-consuming thing. So I didn't get a chance to do many of those things when I was working. But when the heavy lifting was done, my family was raised, I put the finishing touches on my career. I have actually focused on a whole bunch of things on the outside that have always kind of stoked my curiosity. I've been traveling a lot. I've been meeting a lot of different people and asking a lot of questions. And it's been a really good experience for me over the last decade.
Great. Thanks, Bradley. And for those of you in the spirit of full disclosure, Bradley and I have been knowing each other for over 20 years, as he mentioned there. And now we're both entering the next chapter of our post-corporate career lives. And Bradley, you've become involved in an organization called Kindway. Tell us a little bit about Kindway.
Yeah, I have. And I call it a boutique because it's relatively small, but it's impactful. Okay. What Kindway does is work on the reentry and reintegration of inmates, typically those that have been incarcerated for a long time, okay? Many of which fit a profile of a guy that went in, or a woman, okay? Obviously, I work on the male side, okay? Went into prison in their teens, okay? Served a sentence of 30 plus years, were finally paroled, and now are stepping out into the real world for the first time in their 40s or 50s or even have 60s, okay? If you step back and you look at that situation, regardless of what's done inside our prison in terms of rehabilitation, all that kind of stuff, when those folks are paroled and they step out in the outside world, the Ohio Department of Corrections gives that individual $50 and a sweatsuit, okay? And might you imagine that someone who's been down that long and has lost all contacts, perhaps has never had a job before, perhaps doesn't even have the right kind of identification papers, what chance would they have succeeding after being down for 30 plus years, okay, of going out and becoming a productive member of society? So at Kindway, okay, we partner with select individuals that are approaching parole within 12 to 15 months. And we work with them to begin developing life skills that they'll need on the outside. And then we kind of hand manage the process for the first year, individual by individual, once they're out, to help them be successful.
Oh, wow. What an admirable role to play in their lives, Bradley. How did you hear about them?
Well, so I talked about things that were always of kind of curious things to me, the criminal justice system being one. So I started to do a few things when I was retired. As an example, I got called on the grand jury. All right. And I spent a month looking at, you know, 15, 20 cases every day, day after day. Okay. And what I began to look at, all right, was the same thing all over again. And in many respects, the same offenders all over again. Okay. That have been kind of in this never ending cycle of can't get out of this being a career criminal on the wrong side of the law. So that was one observation. Then I took a 12-week program with the sheriff's department. I went through pretty much the same training that a deputy would go through, short of doing all the push-ups and sit-ups, thank God, okay? But I got to look at a lot of aspects of that side of the criminal justice equation. Then I started visiting the jail, just to see what I could observe and learn and so on and so forth. And then I stumbled upon one day a front page article in the Columbus Dispatch about this organization called Kindway and what it was doing relative to mentoring folks that were close to and have been recently released from prison. Again, folks that had been down for a long period of time. That led to a phone call, that led to a initial visit to Marion Correctional Institute. And ever since, I've been involved with the program, both visiting Marion Correctional Institute, we're involved in a lot of these reentry programs, getting these individuals prepared for what's about to ensue, okay? And then working on the outside with individuals that have been recent released. We pair one Kindway navigator, which is the role that I have, with one recent released individual, and that marriage, if you will, lasts for a year. All right. So, and I can speak to more about what all that's about, but it's one navigator, one individual over the course of the year to make sure that they're taking the right steps, getting the right kind of advice, getting penalty-free guidance as necessary, doing just the things that need to be done to help these folks be successful. As an example, I just talked to my guy this morning. He's been out a year now, all right? But, you know, today's challenge was he just got a promotion of work that's going to mean he has to get on airplanes and fly around the country. Well, he has an issue with his parole officer, and we're working on that side too. But here's a guy that went in when he was 19, got out when he was 46, really had very little, had no job experience, had no familiarity with, he couldn't drive or anything like that. A year later, we got him flying around airplanes, okay, doing installations as a field technician. But he's apprehensive, obviously, about that whole environment and all that stuff. So I'm just kind of taking him through some things, kind of giving him some coaching and a pep talk. And that goes on quite a bit, you know, almost, you know, on a weekly basis at this stage. So
what a story about that gentleman. But I'd like to back up to the beginning there. What was that, what I'd like to call the moment in the moment, from the time you said you felt compelled to act to the time you were comfortable enough to say, you know what, I want to be a navigator. What was that flash point for you, Bradley?
That's a great question. Okay, so I mean, let's step back and look at this thing from this problem from 50,000 feet level. Okay, so about 7 out of 100 adults in our country are incarcerated. Okay, that's the largest percentage of any country in the world. The second country is 13 percentage points behind us, and it's El Salvador. Okay, so there's a problem right there. We got a whole lot of people for one reason or another in prison. Okay, then we have a recidivism rate. That is the potential for someone to reoffend and go back to prison. That's on a national scale between 50 and 70%. The chances that you're released from prison and will reoffend is 70%. The chances that you'll go back to prison again is 50%, okay? So then it becomes kind of like a never-ending ending cycle. So it's a big problem, okay? It's a problem for the victims. It's a problem for the folks that go to prison. It's a problem for us as taxpayers, okay? It's this, you wanna talk about a problem that's systemic, it's that one, okay? So I don't know, it's a very complex hairy monster, and I'm not exactly sure how to fix that whole thing. All as I know, okay, is that there's more that can be done once an individual comes out of prison to help that individual lead a productive life and stay out of prison. And I saw a void there. Then I found an organization, okay, that does that. Now, and we do it very successfully, Tyrone. So the problem is we don't scale very far, all right? We've had 160 individuals go through this program since it was started in 2011. Of those 160 individuals, only two have reoffended. I told you a national recidivism rate is about 50%. We got two out of 160, okay? So that means 158 individuals who would have ordinarily been given $50 in a sweatsuit, okay? Have gotten jobs, have gotten houses, have learned how to drive, have become productive folks in society. And that's a great thing. So I think it's a real solid, tangible approach that's taken, okay, that's measurable and widely successful. And obviously my aha moment was when I realized that I don't know how to fix this on a macro level, but on a micro level, something can be done one person at a time. And that's what we do.
And it sounds like you do it quite well, Bradley. It sounds like you do it quite well. That rate, 158 out of 160, it is very impressive. And I'd be stretched to say of any other program I've heard around the criminal justice system that allows people to restitute, redeem themselves, and reenter society as productive citizens the way you guys are doing it there.
And the other interesting thing I should tell you about Kindway is that the program was started by a retired warden of that institution. Mm. Okay. Mm. A woman that you wouldn't be able to pick out of a lineup as a warden. Okay. Just the nicest, most saucy, and I'm sure she has a tough side, but she is revered. She was revered at that institution. Okay. Eventually retired and thought she would give back and started this organization that's now consists of probably five staff members, 80 volunteers like myself. A lot of the volunteers have been, retired or even current, business folks that each one brings their own little set of skills to the party. And I can elaborate a little bit more on that if you so choose. But I give all kudos to Chris Buddy, who started this story. You talk about an angel without wings, okay? It's absolutely her. And what the impact that she's had with this organization is just phenomenal.
What was the name again, Chris?
Chris Money, her name.
Chris retired Money. Warden, Chris Money.
Retired warden, okay, who about 9-10 years ago started this organization. And I don't know, we'll never scale to where we can make, a big dent in this problem. But, perhaps other organizations like it can be started. And we've just now expanded. We're going to start to adopt a new prison within the state of Ohio. So we're going from a women's prison, a men's prison, to now two men's prisons. So we are getting bigger.
That's great to hear. Great to hear. Well, what have you learned about yourself and the free men that you navigate through this process? Just a couple things you'd like to share.
Well, that's a great question. I've learned a lot about myself and the things that I've chosen to do in my golden years. I'll say, but here's one that really is front and center in my mind. To have an impact on your life, you have to have an impact on somebody else's life. You really do. And it's a reciprocal arrangement, okay? we can have an impact on each other's lives, okay? Regardless of what we're trying to do or an organization. But to have an impact on your life, you have to have some an impact on somebody else's life. We just welcome in the season 10 of inmates. Last night, we were up at Marion Correctional Institution. Obviously, they're interviewed, carefully chosen, and it's a very competitive thing to get into this program. But that was the point that I tried to make to them last night. We're here to help you, okay? But in doing so, you help us. You really do. You teach us so many things. You teach us patience, okay? And resolve and accountability and brotherhood, all right? And having each other's back. You see these things in prison that don't always show themselves as clearly on the outside, okay? So I wanted them to really understand that we're here to make an impact on each other's life, and that this arrangement that we're about ready, this journey that we're about ready to start, is a reciprocal one. Okay, we're going to help each other. Everybody has something to offer. Everybody has some piece of wisdom, okay, for which they can share and make somebody else better. We just have to create that environment where that happens, okay, and we all get better as a result.
Patience, resolve, and brotherhood, all elements and attributes of humanity. Well said. Next question for you. Two or three things that surprised you as you helped them matriculate into society. What were some of the things you learned about society? Because I know from our discussions, you've been out there shoulder to shoulder, reintegrating them.
Well, I kind of knew this one. We all know this one. But society in general is not very receptive of these men and women, okay? Getting a job cannot be easy. Now, fortunately, we've worked at it. And we've got some employers, okay, that have become, you know, have become a very favorable attitude towards this. And have hired our guys now. But it took a long time to break down those barriers, okay? Because without ever understanding the issues, the problems, the background, the specific, people have a tendency to make up their mind that, no, we don't hire felons. No, we don't allow felons to live in our apartment complex. We don't, without ever doing the due diligence to make an informed decision there. So that's one thing that I found out. Two is that these guys just don't have a lot of basic skills when they come out, all right? And it takes a person like a navigator to help them through some things that become very obvious to the rest of us. I mean, they've never had bank accounts. They've never had a tax. They never filed a tax return. A lot of times they don't even have a social security number or anything. But I can even net it out to you where they don't know how to order in a restaurant because they've never really been one, okay? I've had a guy that's only been out a couple of days and we've gone to Walmart or a grocery store. He doesn't really understand the concept because he's been down for 35 years. Of getting your food, putting in the cart, and putting on the belt, and then what happens? They don't understand how the credit card works and all that kind of stuff. So you have to establish with these guys that I'm not here to judge you. You're not here to impress me. I know where we're starting from, okay? And I'm going to take all the time necessary to explain something to you. If you don't get it, ask again. We're going to keep going through this until you get it. And you don't have to be nervous, scared, apprehensive, or whatever, we'll get it. The other thing is a cell phone. You can't operate in this world without a cell phone these days. You hand somebody a computer like this in their hand for a guy that's never had one, and that can be a little intimidating too. So not surprisingly, there's some work to be done there. But those are some examples that come to mind, Tyrone.
Great. A couple more questions here as we near the close. First one is, what are two or three things you'd like to see changed? You've been through the process quite a few times here as a navigator. What are, like, one or two, let's just say one or two things that jumped out at you as you look at the system and you look at society, that low-hanging fruit that you said, you know, if we could just change these one or two things?
Yeah, and again, this is a big, gnarly, complex problem, okay? You know, and I hate to even start to come up with ideas to fix the whole thing, but there's a void here, Tyra, in terms of the transition for a long-term incarcerated individual back into society, okay? There's things that go on in prison in terms of, you know, they can go to Marion Tech, they can take some classes in electronics, they can get their GED. There's some things they can come out with some skills, okay? But then the handoff, all right, with regard to how do I interview for a job? How do I write a resume? There's absolutely no handoff that happens. This is the void that we're trying to fill, okay? So I think we're performing a valuable role. I just don't know how it scales out. So if there's something that could change, it's, I don't know whether we drive this from a state level or whatever, but there's a void there, and I'd like to see something filled where it can touch a lot more people than we're able to. And then I guess it's all this perception issue where these people are bad. They were born bad. They'll always be bad. Let me tell you, Tyrone, there are bad people. Okay, and there are bad people in that prison, all right? And many of these people perhaps were once bad people too, all right? But although the Declaration of Independence says we're all created equal, we don't all get the same equal chance growing up. There's domestic violence and broken homes and drug abuse and those types of things. And something can go terribly wrong, and it does, and that's sad, okay? But sometimes those people are victims of their circumstance, and they deserve a fair shot at a second chance. I'm not just saying not just a second chance, but a fair shot at a second chance. And a lot of people are just opposed to that idea that they think they were born bad and always bad, and that's not necessarily the case. So it's a perception issue. I don't know how we change that, but that would be an example of something else I'd like to see changed.
And if I could summarize what you just said there, the first one I would characterize as transition services, back to your point of scaling transition services of how to interview, how to readapt to society, how to fill out an application. And this whole macro issue of perception that you're born bad, you're gonna die bad. Bradley, I just wanna say thank you so much for what you've done with Kindway and the position that the organization has taken in helping individuals re-enter society as proud individuals, but more importantly, productive individuals redeeming themselves. You know, one of the things we do here at the Cool Channel is we try to close each segment with what we call a happy survey. But for this one, what I'd just like to do, if you feel comfortable, share a happy moment. That success rate you guys mentioned, 158 out of 160, there had to be some great happy moments for you and the free men that you're transitioning into society.
I've had a million.
That's okay. Great.
Well, and then sometimes, you know, you have to have gets you a perspective. It really does. It gives you a perspective, a sense of humility, a connection to a broader slice of society, so on and so forth. But when you see, like, we have a program called Embark. These guys go through it for 12 to 15 months before they leave, all right? Mm-hmm. We have a graduation ceremony. It's a very big deal when they complete this process. If you get to see this graduation ceremony, which happens still inside the prison, okay, and how proud these guys are, okay, of what they accomplished, I'll tell you, it's very moving. If you get to see a bunch of us show up at our halfway house, because they're really parole to us, we have a little house, with armloads of groceries on a day that a gentleman was released and doesn't have a clue where his next meal's coming from, That's a very moving moment. Or if you just get to congratulate a guy who's always had a dream that obviously had a bad setback, okay? But someday he wanted to own his own landscaping company, and 35 years later, he gets to realize that dream, okay? Or the first guy gets to cash his first paycheck or something like that. Those are all big moments, at least for me in this process. So that would be a few examples.
And with that, I'd like to say, Bradley Holdsworth, thank you. Thank you for sharing, and thank you for the Kind Way organization and spreading the spirit of humanity. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Cool Channel Among Allies. Always remember, be well, be wise, and be informed. Thank you for joining us on the Cool Channel Among Allies program.